Joining me now is Tom Renz. He's an attorney, and he hasn't been here in a while, but he says he's got breaking news and wanted to come on tonight. So, Tom, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us, Tom.
Hey, how we doing, House?
I'm hanging in there.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
You know, that clip was so good, I actually, you threw me off my game. I'm like, eager to watch tomorrow and see what this guy has to say.
I also have to get that book he was holding up by the Obama guy who went to work for Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
You know, the problem with this job is we constantly find new things that require us to go do a lot more work, read more books, do more homework, cut up more clips. Just when you think, oh, maybe I will find a little less work, boom, it drops in your lap.
Well, you know, and I got to be honest with you, in the last, I don't know, year or so, I felt a lot more like an investigative journalist than an attorney, because I've just had to dig into everything everywhere.
That's exactly right.
It's all cover up.
Yep.
Cover up, cover up, cover up. And, you know, I mean, God bless Lindell for fighting this fight.
Absolutely.
What a bear.
Well, and you have as well, and our time's going to get away from us because I got Pastor Jim from Colorado coming up next. They had an emergency meeting in his part of Colorado today because they're looking at fining his church and his little Christian school thousands of dollars and maybe 18 months in jail for not following mask mandates. And we asked him to come back on tonight for an update. So I've got him coming up in just a few minutes. So let's get right to yours. You called me today and said you got breaking news. The floor is yours. What's going on, Tom?
House, you had a nice little synopsis of this nightmare document from Pfizer, right?
Right.
But you know, beyond that, and you accurately hit the 1,223 deaths. I mean, amazing. You know, here's one of the things that you didn't hit, and you and I talked about this, but it's hard to kind of pull this together, right? So if you remember, probably back in, I don't know, June or something, I was on here and we talked about the vaccine variant. You remember me grumbling about that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the vaccine variant is, you know, AD, however you want to look at it, was always a given. We always knew it was going to happen. And now what we're seeing is you know, the highest case rates for COVID are all in the highest vaccinated rates in the states, right? So all the states, if you've all gone out and got your jab, well, you're probably in a COVID filled cesspool, right? So well, just recently we hear Omicron, right? Omicron. I mean, how ominous does that sound? It's like the, you know, the most terrifying thing ever, except for they're saying, yeah, it's not really all that big of a deal, you know, mild symptoms. But there's a couple things that I want to point out about Omicron, because you know, Biden's taken some steps. You know, he's talking about, well, we're going to limit, you know, travel, limit this, limit that. We see Germany, you know, they just did some more lockdowns today. Austria, we see what's going on. Omicron, right? We're all scared of Omicron. Well, here's some things that are real interesting. If you look, the reporting on Omicron, what they've talked about is how it has these peculiar symptoms. It's kind of odd, kind of strange, right? It doesn't necessarily look like the other COVIDs. Well, let me read you this, okay? We all love reading on air, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do that. VAED, which is vaccine-associated enhanced disease, which we've all been talking about, may present as severe or unusual clinical manifestations of COVID-19. That's straight from the Pfizer document. Now, you can read on, and it talks about some of this a little bit more, but let me pose an interesting thought. Is there a new mutated virus out there, or what we see in the vaccine variant? Were we right 6 months ago or however long ago it's been when we started predicting this?
Yeah, I think we were right then, and in fact, Dr. Judy Mikovits came on my show, and early, by the way, her husband passed away yesterday. Did you know that?
I didn't. Oh, my God. My prayers to her. She's watching. I'm very sorry to hear that.
I just got news. I mean, I've got it from one person, so I can't believe it being accurate because of who it came from, that her husband passed away last night. So we send our condolences and ask for you to pray for our friend, Dr. Judy Mikovits. But she was on my show in early 2020 saying that this would end up causing more problems and more variants would come from it. And I think so did Dr. Peter McCullough predicted that on my broadcast as well, as did you,
We've been talking about it, but here's the thing. Now we're seeing it, right?
Yeah.
And now here's some interesting things. So if you watch closely, there's been all sorts of these random reports. And one of the interesting things they talked about was, you know, I've seen reports, well, this may or may not affect people's hearts. Then in separate reportings, I see, well, this is going to be much more dangerous for children. Well, let me be a conspiracy theorist here, Brandon. What did we just do? We just approved this for children, the vax, the jab. Any chance that this is to cover up? Any chance we're going to put this out there that we're going to say, hey, all these kids that are dying, because by the way, we know, because they didn't really cover this up, they added medicine to try and prevent, you know, the heart attacks and strokes from occurring in the child doses of these vaccines, right? This is, in my opinion, I always differentiate between what I can prove and what I can't, but the overlap is stunning. They've got to have something to cover up for what's going to happen to these kids. We've had a numerous reports. I mean, we get reports from nurses and doctors every day. Life Flight nurse just spent, a few hours with Life Flight nurse. They said they're having 3 or 4 calls a day with people who are 30 years old having strokes or heart attacks. No reporting on that, though. It's shocking. We saw in this document, we saw another wonderful little thing. 23 spontaneous abortions. 23. I thought it was safe for pregnant women. Although they do acknowledge that they don't really know, because they only had 274 reports from pregnant people, but 23 of them were spontaneous abortions. I mean, this is monumental what's happening. And this document has so much in it regarding the cover-up. I think one of the most interesting things when we looked at the numbers was the fact that they admit that they had 175 serious reports on people under 17. And they didn't give it to many kids under 17 at this point. I mean, the kids weren't getting it under 17. So, you know, we need to look at this. Now, this really plays into, because I'm getting ready. I've got more data coming, House. I'm getting ready to do another big dump, and I'm going to be real excited to talk with you as I get it all confirmed. But I will break something with you tonight if you're just because I love you.
Appreciate that. But let me just make sure our audience understands what you're saying. You're saying that you believe, because we have proof from Pfizer's own clinical trials, that this was going to cause problems.
We absolutely do.
We interviewed someone. Who did we interview, Logan? The days are running together. Who did we interview the other day that showed that they knew in their trials this was going to cause problems, and it was ended up being way, way, way higher than they had intended? Who did we just interview? It was last night. It was Dr. Angelina. Angelina. Yeah. Dr. She was at the frontline doctors thing with you,
right,
when you were here.
Right.
She said their own clinical trials showed this was going to create pericarditis for these kids, but it ended up being way, way higher than they had even expected, right? But it got used and rolled out anyway, right? So what you're saying then is that you believe this variant, this new variant, is going to be used as the cover to all these kids dying.
They've got to have something, right? How do you explain it? How do you normalize children dying? This is what I talked about. And, the reason I felt like I called you, Dad, is like, man, I got to get on the air. This is what we talked about. And I said it. You can go back to the clips. I said, listen, the key is making sure we're aware that when these people start dying, when this gets real ugly this winter and then over the next couple of years, that we remember this was all predicted. We knew this was coming. It's not a new variant. It's the vaccine variant. We know, biologically speaking, we know that genetically speaking, that viruses, the longer they're out there, the weaker they get. They get more prevalent, but less dangerous. Well, except unless you do this, unless you over-vaccinate, overdo this. So we're vaccinating our way to death, both through the vaccine, through the virus. But yeah, I'm putting it out there, and I'm very eager to see what happens with this. I am 100% of the belief. And again, as an attorney, I usually come out here, I don't like to speculate. I really don't. But this is, when I see the Pfizer document talking about these peculiar effects, the way that this VAED is going to manifest with these unique effects and these kind of different things, because it's mutated, right?
Right.
It's not a natural genetic evolution of the virus. And so here's the thing. What's happening? You know, when we talk about Omicron, I mean, they needed to come up with something. There's got to be a cover story here, right?
Right.
We know they lie every time they open their mouth. I've shown that over and over. I mean, we've got the Medicare numbers. You know, you don't even have to believe my words. You can believe the DOD document, right? All this stuff is indisputable. But the thing is ultimately the lies, you know, we got to know how to parse them. And the new lie is, you know, these kids, they've got this new variant and it's dangerous for kids. COVID is not and has never been dangerous for children. Children are not vectors of transmission. They have never been vectors of transmission. They will never be vectors of transmission unless through this sick vaccination program that's not a vaccine, it's a bioweapon, you know, we somehow mutate this or do something where these kids are going to become carriers, issue, you know, some sort of right. problem.
So tell me whatever. Tell me what the other breaking news is before we run out of time, will you?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So the other big thing that's happening is the hospital prison camps, right?
Yes, we're seeing it in Australia.
Well, we're also seeing it in the United States. Yes. It's just that they're calling them hospitals instead of FEMA camps.
Well, that's right, because we talked about your friend was in Chicago, right, where they wouldn't let her go and she died. The lady with the whole signs over the bridge.
Oh, I can one-up that now. I mean, I actually have a case we're looking at where the hospital attorney told another attorney, your client's going to die in my hospital.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
It's unbelievable what's going on here. So let me tell you what. You know, we've talked about the remdesivir stuff like this. So remdesivir creates kidney failure. New numbers, brand new, straight hot off the CMS servers from a whistleblower. Okay, so remember, only CMS... only Medicare. So it's a smaller number than what's actually occurring. But if you go to the hospital and they give you remdesivir, we have 15% of the beneficiaries who did that on day one house suffered from kidney failure or sepsis from remdesivir. Day one. You're going to say that's a coincidence? 15%, over 7,000 people, day one. Yet, what's the first thing we do? Remdesivir.
And we find out that they get a boost, like a 20% increase in pay if they put them on that.
They get extra money for remdesivir, quite a bit. Day two, another 5.76, all the way out to 14 days. We got 51.74% of these people within 14 days. 24,250 had acute kidney failure or sepsis from remdesivir. Here's some more for you. Texas. We looked at some of the hospitals in Texas. The other thing they do is they push this. They push intubation on you. They can't wait to jam that tube down your throat. We found that in Texas. House, are you sitting down? I hope you're not.
I sure am. I know. A lot of people think I'm sitting down when I'm standing up, but no, I'm sitting down.
Seriously, give or take, 90% of the people who are intubated in Texas die. 90%.
Wow.
90. We're looking at hospital data in Texas, and I'm seeing different ICUs where you're seeing 60% of the people going into the ICUs aren't coming out.
Wow.
So we're pulling data now. These hospitals, they're death camps. You go to the hospital, you call it a day. House, when are we going to stand up? Where are the people? Where is Nancy Pelosi showing that she's a true, kind, and loving liberal person who cares about everybody? Where are her investigations for the thousands and thousands of people that are being murdered by Fauci and his crooks?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Absolutely. Well, you got some great questions there, and they need answers. And I'm glad you brought this stuff here to break, and we'll put this up as a standalone tonight for people to circulate. Before I go, I mean, the shocking stuff, as always, you bring us. It's right on the website, rins-law.com, rins-law.com. So you haven't been on for a month or more, so let's get you back on more often. All right.
I got surprises I'm working on, my man.
All right.
So let me, hey, listen. One last question for you.
All right.
FTC came after Napuuti, right?
Yeah, because Eric Napuuti, over his supplements, right?
Oh, because he was saying, you know, vitamin C and zinc, or vitamin D and zinc are helpful in this, right?
Right.
We got Pfizer stuff here. Are they coming after Pfizer?
No.
I mean, wait a second. You know, vitamin D and zinc hasn't killed anybody. We got Pfizer's documents pointing to thousands of people dying. Where is the FTC investigation? I want to know when that's opening. I'm waiting. I want to see the complaint. I expect to see it in the next few days now that this has been out there. And, you know, so, yeah, hey, keep the eyes open. We got stuff 11th on the Reawakening Tour. We're going to be dropping some bombs, rems-law.com. And then I have some more stuff.
And those are, just so everybody knows, those are figurative bombs you're dropping.
Yeah, these are, yeah, I forgot. Well, I mean.
They don't want you, don't want them to think you're a domestic terrorist now, Tom.
Yeah, well, I'm sure someone's going to be breaking down my door any minute now. I'm surprised I haven't been shot yet. By the way, I'm not suicidal. I love life.
That's right. You do. But you're going to break some of that news here, right?
I hope so. I got a whole bunch coming.
Well, as soon as you do, you call me, you text me, we'll get you right back on.
Awesome. We'll talk soon. I look forward to chatting.
Thank you. Thanks for what you're doing, Tom.
No problem.
Tom Renz checking his website, rens-law.com. Tom Renz checking in there. One of our very first guests from the day we launched.